This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. David in Illinois has called in. Class, I just want to tell you, I look forward to believing everything the government says. I really do. I'm not exaggerating. I look forward to believing everything the government says. As soon as it stops lying, cheating, stealing, killing, abusing, torturing, and exempting itself from the rules that it has for us. Gwyneth, you have a comment on that?
Absolutely. I really agree. You know? So fed up, you know. It's like this around here. The police are so bad. My friends are getting bashed. You know, the cops are engaged in rampant sex racketeering. They issue mostly single mothers and poor women with huge fines, and then let them off for a night's entertainment. And apparently, they're not gentle in their entertainment either. By the way. In case anyone's wondering. And it's just so disgusting, and I am so fed up with it. I can't drive to the supermarket to get groceries.
You remember the name Lorena Bobbitt? Remember Lorena Bobbitt? Remember that name?
No, tell me about Lorena Bobbitt.
Okay, well, David, you remember Lorena Bobbitt. Can you say this in a radio-friendly way?
Isn't she the lady that her husband abused her or something, and she decapitated his male part?
Well, yeah, he ended up with something less than he had before. That's exactly right.
Right.
So the term Bobbitized was coined. Well, you know, these women who are sexually abused, you know, rule number nine in our family is always carry a knife. It has to be sharp. You know, in case you're at the scene of an accident, someone's seatbelt needs to be cut to get them out of the car. You know, we all carry sharp knives, folding lock blade knives, all of us. Mrs. Fennelli, every single member of our family is required to carry a sharp lock blade knife all the time. We're farmers. That's what we do. I used mine yesterday many times. When I bale hay, I've got to cut twine. And a lot of times, I use it all day long. Well, you know, if one of these women is involved in a situation like that, she just might want to take a page out of Lorena Bobbitt's book.
Now, I'll tell you something. You know, she mentioned that happening in her country with the police, and how I seen directly hand when the young girls would be brought home. They're not gentle. It was very violent.
Yeah, and so when they go to court, they can say, "Oh, he's easy to recognize. He's the one with the short."
Yeah.
He's like Bill Clinton, 2 inches, 2 inches. At least that's what we heard.
It is just absolutely disgusting. You know, so I cannot drive my ute to the supermarket to get groceries. And even I've got an electric trike, okay. Even if I go to town, 20 kilometers to town from my, farm on my electric trike, I have been followed through town by police cars going around the block, okay, and me riding along the road at about 20 k's an hour on this electric trike, and a police car coming the other way, or maybe coming up behind me and actually doing a U-turn to follow me, okay? And the other thing is, I'll be sitting at the bus depot at the major town, and there'll be the transit police that called, okay? They'll walk backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards behind me, and I know when that happens, I can be sure that there will be a police car waiting in the dark when I get off the bus at my destination at the small town that is just outside, you know, that's 20 kilometres away from us. It's just absolutely disgusting. And they really, really hate me because I do exactly what I'm doing now. I am not silent about it. I speak out. And if anyone's in the same situation, you need to speak out. You need to expose these people for what they do. I don't promote violence, but I do say you do have the right to defend yourself if you need to, because these people are criminals, but never, ever, ever throw the first blow. Okay.
Yeah, and what I was saying about the knife is if these people are forced... If these people are forcing you to perform sex for them under duress and they are beating you up and you need to defend yourself.
They have never done it to me, but they have proposed it and I turned them down.
Good for you. Well, what I'm saying is, and Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your response. I'm saying that if these people are forcing women to have sex with them and they're beating them up and they're rough on them, and they are in fear of their lives, that's when you pull out the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And defend yourself.
If you get shot, you're probably going to suffer much more anyway.
Yeah, and then that's when your family comes in. That's when your family comes in and says, oh, you shot my mom. I remember you.
Yep.
And then just fill in
that's
the blanks.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, what's upsetting, like, to me... When, you know, all the stuff that, you know, my friends witnessed around, because they would be around me as a police officer, you know, being around my dad all the time and the other cops, some of them actually came up with the ideas, gee, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I can get away with anything.
Whoa. They want to beat people up, push them around, steal their property?
The fact that they could do anything and get away with anything, you know, and that's what bothered me.
It's better than being in the mob, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, and when they would pull him over, he would put his badge, his holster in the window, and they would just let us go. They would just let us go. Those were terrifying rides because he himself would say, if I ever got pulled in front of internal affairs or they would have to go back over all my court cases because I was drunk all the time. You know, and those were terrifying rides. You know, to be in there with, you know, and just let them go.
David, tell us something else that you've seen that maybe not necessarily with your dad, or maybe a story that you absolutely positively believe, or something you've seen firsthand that was of a crime that was committed by the police. Can you share that with us?
Actually, I have never, because I was always with them. So I always seen them while they were doing it because I was there. Now on off duty, I've seen things that I know there was a shooting and the person was accidentally shot. It was ruled an accidental shooting. Here's how much pull they have. It was ruled an accidental shooting. It was point blank range by a .45 pistol, and my dad and him were worried it was not gonna. They were gonna have take the fall for it. And it wound up being, they did get it ruled as an accidental shooting. Twice by a .45.
Now, was the person killed?
No, they're in a wheelchair, from what I heard.
Okay, so a cop shot somebody deliberately. This is what I'm hearing. Tell me if I'm wrong. A cop shot somebody deliberately, and it was ruled accidental.
And they were intoxicated severely at the time.
And my understanding is you cannot be intoxicated even at the least when you're on duty.
No.
And you can't be intoxicated at the least and have a firearm with you as a cop, even off duty. Is that correct?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the weapons in the city of Chicago where these things took place as, a lot of the weapons, they had to lock them up when they'd be off duty, and they wouldn't because the weapons that were brought up to our place when that shooting took place, there was all kinds of illegal weapons that we had to hide in our place for them so they wouldn't find them.
Do you believe that the cops plant drugs on...
I know they do.
Okay. And do so, they plant other evidence? Do they plant other evidence?
I've only seen a few things done about the other stuff done. Because they have, some of them have a so desire to have that on a record that they've caught things, you know. Just as well as if they don't want the paperwork or they don't want to have to worry about dealing with this individual, if they think that individual's going to not give them enough credibility, they will let that case go and then people suffer. I've seen that too. So...
Are you saying that there's kind of an encouragement at some level within the police department to arrest people,
and
that the cops do whatever they have to do to attain that level of, we'll call it, production?
What I've seen, yes. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, I've been
a blonde eye against really serious stuff.
I wasn't even supposed to be in that car. I wasn't supposed to be in that station. I wasn't supposed to be in the armory. I wasn't supposed to be anywhere around there. Mm-hmm. And yet, I was a little kid ever since, and I was told to shut up. If I didn't, I'd be checked in the hospital to have another study surgery. And so it was either ride there, shut my mouth, or get held down by the people at the hospital. So,
David, let me ask you very quickly. Mm-hmm. The evidence room, okay, the confiscation of guns, do they just get given to their friends and sold for profit by the sheriff's department, by the police departments?
We got into conversations, and I've never actually seen the actual evidence room. I was never in the evidence room. I only, what was told and argued when told to me about my dad was, the evidence that they would do if they take something, if it was written in, the value had to be returned back.
Okay.
So if there was
David, something nicer there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in. I look forward to being on the air with you again and again. Thanks again. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an contacts employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At TCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's a special broadcast on Friday, part 7, Extreme Tax Deductions. I just got off the phone with Marty Barrett, and she is going to build her business, and we're going to teach you exactly what she's going to do to build her business and take extreme tax deductions. You can do the same thing. That's Friday, hour number 2. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Gwyneth, the Boers. You know, one of the things that we wanted to talk about today was racism, poverty, socialism, and a case study. The Boers, Africa's only indigenous white tribe.
Yep, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, when I'm at home, when I'm working, when I'm logged in to the call center and taking calls, often there's a long time between calls, so I sometimes go on YouTube and search for stuff that interests me. And one thing that's interested me for a very, very long time, since I was in high school, was the history and politics of South Africa, okay? And, you know, if you mention this to somebody who is in the know, and you mention the Boers, it automatically, the reaction is that the Boers are the bad guys in South Africa, okay? These are the Afrikaners. These are the guys who ran apartheid in South Africa, okay? You would think that they were the bad guys, wouldn't you? But
well, that's
I did some research. That's what we're led to believe. And you would think that Nelson Mandela and the ANC were the shining lights who could do nothing wrong. Okay? That's what we're all led to believe. That's what we're told in the press. Okay? But one thing that I've been taught to do through my training of being a scientist is how to dig beneath the surface and get to the truth of a matter. Okay? The truth of the matter is that the Boers did not start out as the bad guys. The Boers arrived in South Africa in the Transvaal and the Orange Free State. Okay, and in the Cape of Good Hope, around about the same time that the Zulus were coming into South Africa from the north, okay, and also the other tribes like the Bantu and the Xhosa and all these other tribes, they were coming from the north, and the Dutch were coming into South Africa from the south, through the Cape of Good Hope and up through the Transvaal and the Orange Free State. And do you know what happened? 500 years ago, they met in an area which previously, from the dawn of time, as far as anyone can tell, had no human habitation. Okay? There was no tribe living in that area. And so actually the Boers are the indigenous people group, the first nation of all of the land between the Cape of Good Hope and the Orange Free State and the Transvaal. This is not talking about the western half of South Africa, which was, in fact, Hottentot territory, okay? But the eastern part of South Africa, which was the original focus of settlement, that's who the First Nation was and is, okay? And I read that, and I checked it, and I double-checked, and I said, my God, they're actually right, that the Boers, the Afrikaners, were actually the First Nation there. And, you know, it got me on to, you know, investigating other, settlements of white people in prehistory around the world. And it is actually remarkable, you know, that a lot of places that white people came, they formed colonies, they sometimes they bred with other tribes and nations that were around them to form a hybrid race. Other times they stayed pretty well blonde-haired and blue-eyed, or red-haired, brown-haired and green-eyed until 200 or 300 years ago.
Hold that thought. They're living in poverty today. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
800-474-9159.
Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide.
800-474-9159.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in class. If you'd like to contact her, go to USAPrepares.com. You can go to page number 1. There's a link there. Or you can go to the instructors tab, and there's a link to her Facebook page right there at USAPrepares.com, the instructors tab. We've been talking about the Boers, Africa's only indigenous white tribe. Gwyneth, currently 25% are living in abject poverty, shantytowns, slums?
Yep. That's right. You know something? It's absolutely extraordinary because these people, this 25% of the Boer population were always working class. The Boers traditionally were ranchers, okay? They were agriculturists. They were famous for their goats. If you want to have a really, really good dry country meat goat, there is no better goat to this day than the Boer goat, okay? And they were bred by the Boers over 500 years by taking the goats that they brought with them from Holland and crossing them and stabilizing the line into with the native African goats and stabilizing them into one of the best meat goats that you will ever see, okay? But the thing is, after the, what happened about 100 years ago, the British, or probably about 120 years ago now, the British didn't care about the Boers, okay? They had their government in Cape Town and in Pretoria, but they didn't care about the Boers until they discovered that there was gold, silver, and diamond in the Transvaal and the Orange Free State. Then suddenly, they became very, very interested in the Boers. They discovered that. And as it turns out, gold, silver, and diamonds were only the tip of the iceberg. There is every mineral that you could possibly imagine underneath the Boer homelands of the Transvaal and Orange Free State. Okay? And the British basically at that time initiated a program of genocide, okay? And there was, you know, one of the best histories that we have of what really happened in the Boer War comes from two sources. One of them is a story that was broken by a particular fellow in a particular newspaper. This man, his name was called Keith Murdoch, and his newspaper was the Adelaide Advertiser in Australia. Now, Keith Murdoch was the father of Rupert, okay? But he got his big break that made him internationally famous by exposing the concentration camps that the British set up, and they imprisoned Boer women, children, and old people in concentration camps and basically starved them to death. And when Adolf Hitler needed an inspiration for what he was going to do to the Jews, he looked to what the British had done to the Boers during the Boer War. And he said, that is exactly what I'm going to do. And do you know something? I've got a saying that I say sometimes. I say it sometimes to my clients when they're trying to get understanding on why this person is so bad. And then you find out that there might be a history of trauma there. And I say, traumatized people traumatize people. And if you say, well, why is it that there's this history of this people and they have basically lived on their own land for 500 or 400 years at that time, for 400 years, and they didn't disturb anyone and didn't have any expansionist plans, and guess what? They didn't have a central government. How's that? They lived for 400 years, and they had a stable, cultured, civilized society with virtually no crime, and they had no central government. Boer communities, they had a population in total at the time of the British takeover of about 3 million souls, okay? That's about how many Boers were living in South Africa at the time that the British took over. Now, they, of those, okay, they lived in communities of between 300 and 500 people, and they organized, they were self-organizing collective communities. They had no kings or rulers or governments or parliaments. They organized their own communities. And they would do so on the basis of what they call in their language kraals, okay? Now, a kraal comes from the same root word that you get your American word corral from. And it's more or less the same thing, okay? You have a fenced-in area. That's where you can keep livestock. That's where you can have a bit of a shop. You know, you put a bit of a town there. And you can buy and sell livestock. You can, you know, protect yourself a little bit from rampaging Zulus and Bantus and lions and elephants. And that's how they organized their communities. But mostly they lived in peace with the black African tribes. When there was a war, it was because the black African tribes were trying to be hostile and imperial, okay, were trying to take them over. There was one battle in particular where there were 20,000 Zulus attacked a group of 300 Boer men with their wagons, okay, they had the covered wagons similar to what they had in the US. These 300 Boer men, they had firearms, and they defended themselves from the Zulu onslaught of 20,000 men, Zulu men, and there were something like 3,000 Zulu deaths on that day, and there were 3 injuries among the Boers, okay? And they did that by using the tactic. They actually formed the wagons into a D shape. The round part of the D was facing the Zulu onslaught. The flat part of the D was backed against a river, okay? That is absolutely remarkable. They never, ever, ever, that I know of, attacked the Zulu settlements prior to the British takeover of South Africa. And, you know, that is not the story that we're told, is it, Vincent?
No. And, you know, I'm thinking about the United States beating up little countries all over the world in pursuit of natural resources. It's just the English have done it. And I was also thinking about some of the weapons of horror that the English have used, even in their castles. They would have these wheels. Think of it like a spool that you would use for thread made out of wood, and it would have spikes on it. And so when someone tried to enter the castle, they would just release this large spool that would just roll down the castle entry and just impale everyone in its path. Weapons of absolute horror have been used in these wars. And these are offensive weapons that have been devised by the English. And you're talking about using the might of a government to steal property, right? And resources.
Yeah. And like I said, the only reason that the British ever became interested in ruling the Afrikaner part of South Africa was because they found out that there was gold and silver and diamonds there. That's the only reason. They had absolutely no interest because these people were not hostile. They were largely Christian, okay, and they were armed, but before the British came, they had a weapons technology that they had when they first came there. So they had muzzle-loading muskets, okay, and they made their own firearms, and they made their own gunpowder. They were more or less completely self-reliant, and they didn't bother anyone, and mostly because, you know, eventually the black African tribes figured it out that if they attacked the Boers, they were going to be slaughtered. Eventually they figured that out, and the attacks became fewer and fewer. And but like I say, that the Boers during the apartheid era did do the wrong thing. Okay, they absolutely did. And you're talking about police corruption. They would have to be in the top five most corrupt police forces ever was the security policy of the security police of the Boers in South Africa. Okay, they were absolutely horrible. But during the apartheid era, they were not able to be as horrible as they might have been, especially to the white population, simply because the white population was armed. But now, in South Africa, you have a form, you have what they call reverse racism, which is actually just racism against the whites, where the Boers especially are shut out of most jobs that would probably keep them out.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, you know, back in the 1970s, chrome started to disappear on American automobiles. You know, during the 40s, 50s, 60s, there was plenty of chrome. And even before that, plenty of chrome on the bumpers of automobiles. And it started to disappear, and we have these new ugly, I don't even know what you call them, rubber stoppers on the front of automobiles. And where does chrome come from? Well, the leading producer of chromite ore is South Africa, the leading exporter, or the leading producer,
yep.
I should say, of South Africa. So how important is it? Very important. And other important producers are Kazakhstan, Turkey, India, Finland, Albania, and Brazil. There are no chromite mines in the United States. And if you look at screwdrivers, the shafts of screwdrivers today, you will see them as well as other tools being manufactured without the chrome plating that we used to have on many of our tools. So chrome is really important, and you can see why it was of such interest. Bradley in Ontario, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello there.
Bradley, are you there?
You guys, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling in regards to the dealership topic yesterday you were talking about.
Yeah.
And really be able to shed a lot of light on that for you on how it really works behind the
counter. Go very quickly. Go quickly.
So it's basically, it's all about metrics. Your concern was with service advisors. That's why they don't really want anybody qualified in. It's all based off metrics. So every dealership basically has a metric. They want 1.6 hours of work per customer that comes in the door. So you want to make sure to sell them 1.6 hours of work, which translates, this is Canadian, to about $196 a visit. That's what the advisor is trying to achieve with each customer. because they're sales driven. They get paid by how much labor that's brought in.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing with that now is you're not building any loyalty to your customer. You're also not building any loyalty to your staff. And I'm a service manager. I've been doing this for a very long time. And I move around a lot because of very questionable business practices.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of what the technicians do. I'll give you an example of a Honda Pilot. Very, very good suspension. No problems, never any recalls. So a vehicle will come in at about, we'll say, 30,000 kilometers, couple of years old. And the tech, if he gets paid retail on that job, there's no warranty on the vehicle, he will get paid 6.5 hours to change that tie rod, following Honda protocol of actually dropping the subframe, which would account for that time. But really, you don't have to drop the subframe. You can just change the inner tie rod. It literally takes you 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Technicians get paid by the hour. They get paid $31 an hour, but it's not really hourly. It's by the job. So if you come in and you get your timing belt replaced, it pays the technician 6 hours. It doesn't take him 6 hours. It literally takes 40 minutes. He just made mm-hmm. six times $31 in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're running into really building a loyalty to your customer base. Another big
Bradley, would you consider coming on the air with us and spending an hour on it at a later date?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to bring that up. I could help
right, talk
you,
in here
right, for
before,
a while.
Before you leave, before you hang up at the end of this broadcast, which is just a couple minutes, it's like right now, would you leave your contact information so that I can call you and I'd love to do a broadcast about how this works in detail with our broadcast classroom? Will you do that?
I'd love to do that for you.
Okay. Okay. Brad is our engineer today, and he's going to ask you for your contact information. I will call you this evening, and let's chat, okay?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Vince.
Okay. Very, very good. Bradley in Ontario, thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold. Our engineer will get your number. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday on the air.
You have a lovely week, won't you?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.